Supper, the 16th of December, 73. Channel 2 right, beginning of visit with Cookie, the Sunday at supper, the 16th of December, 73. Channel 2 right, and the beginning of the visit with Cookie, the Sunday at supper, the 16th of December, 73.
I just got out and got stirred and got my horses taken care of and everything.
Yeah. How many you got? 20?
No, just got.
Just the regular one?
4 horses and a pony and a mule. And I got the mule with me.
It's not a mule like either, is it?
No, it's a little mule. Long ears, little ears.
That's the biggest mistake we ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Was not keeping Ada.
I don't know. She's kind of old. She's on her last leg. I saw her the other day. She's
oh, really?
On her last leg. Yeah, she's too old.
She looked mighty of character out there. Maybe the way that she's been handled.
No, she's been right there. Had all the feed, all the sweet food she wanted to eat.
Is that right? She's just old.
She's just old. It's like QB. I mean, she just run her race. That's all.
Well, sorry to hear that.
And I've got a young mule on the truck out there now. I don't want one to do with him.
You didn't. You didn't have any misgivings about her when she's out here, either.
I knew she was old. But I didn't know she was that old.
Well, the fella had her all those years.
Yeah. But she's on her last leg. I mean, get right down the brass tacks, she'll not make it through the winter.
Oh.
That's right.
Well, you take Hubert A. Humphrey. Well, when he come out here, nobody expected him to last that long.
Yeah.
And look what he did.
But I got a little mule on the trailer out there now. I tell you, I hate to get rid of him, but I ain't got no place to keep him, so I guess I'm just gonna get rid of him for some price, some money, or do something with him.
It's a little unhandy over there in your lot.
When it comes to feeding him out of a bag, rough. I can't buy no hay. There ain't nothing to be bought.
Let me tell you, this stuff I made last year, it is the undoubtedly the worst stuff I've ever seen. It's just, it ain't got any substance, and it's dusty.
It's all
it
dust.
It is so dry. I made one nice little jag, and it's buried over there underneath the dust. And that's not much. That's the day you were out there.
Yeah.
That's the only jack I made that was worth a hoot.
Well, I just wouldn't feed it to the cows.
I can't buy no hay. I can't buy nothing. But sweet pea. I'm feeding sweet pea, oats, and bran. Giving them I'm giving them 2.5 gallons, twice a day. That's 5 gallons a day. And brother, it gets down in your pocket when you got to feed them. But I can't do without them. The way this thing's looking, I'm not going to do without my workhorses. But I may have to use them to go to town with.
Oh, you mean Rowdy?
Rowdy and Tony.
And Tony.
That's right.
That's just right. That just might be. Cause
you know, I didn't know I'd miss anything the way I miss them horses. I tell you. And it's just shameful. They were the pretty things that's been out on this place, you see. They're just beautiful. Rowdy and Babe and Rowdy and Tony.
Well, I tell you what, I worked them quite a bit here. And that Tony, I'm telling you, they just settle down and work together, the finest that you ever saw. There's no comparison.
Is that right?
The finest you ever saw.
Sure.
And I ain't gonna sell them if I can get, as long as I can haul haul those cows a week to buy some enough feed to feed them.
Well, that Bob Avalant was down here not long ago, and he said workhorses were really at a premium. You could get almost anything you wanted out of them.
Yeah, right.
That's what he said.
Are you all going over towards workhorses?
Yeah, I'll buy every workhorse I can get my fingers on. That little mule I got out there is a good plow mule. A good plow mule. He sure is.
They're just hard to find them.
You can't find them. I got one sold right now. If I can find him for $250, a workhorse. He don't want a mule. I traded this mule for it. But he don't want a mule, he wants a workhorse. I don't know where one's at.
Oh, I see.
Well, who gives a damn? Whether it's a mule or a horse?
He does.
You don't care, do you?
I don't care. I'll buy either one of them.
Well, what difference does it make once you break them in?
It don't make no difference. But he wants a workhorse so he can ride him and work him. And everything like that.
A mule ain't much to ride, is he?
No, they'll ride you good for a mile just to get the buck for 2 miles.
You know, I was strongly tempted. They had a recital in this afternoon, but I was thinking. It was so pretty the last day or two, you know. They had predicted that heavy freeze,
yeah.
But it didn't get out yet. Instead of turning on, I thought, well, this Sunday will be probably our last day. And I'll just call Helen and see if we can just slip in a little picnic or something. Over there, over here, or somewhere.
Well, we thought about it, but...
Here was
a had a lot of problems. A lot of problems. Bad problems. I don't know if it's going to work out or not. I got some bad problems.
Cookies? Worse than usual?
Same thing. I guess you knew Laura's getting married.
Hell no.
What?
Yeah.
That's the reason she's been so independent. Haven't seen anything off her. She just had her hands full.
Well, I guess she will. I don't know. It may be called off since he's down the way he's down. He pulled a boo-boo Thursday. See, he's supposed to went to Jacksonville, wasn't it, Saturday? Horse race.
Yeah.
I'd have been depending on it for 2 weeks. Him going to Jacksonville with me. And I didn't engage nobody to go with me to help me, see. So, Thursday night, well, he gets laid off from work. Loses his job.
And laid off.
Yeah. So he packs his clothes and he just gets in his car and he heads up north. He got up in North Carolina. To his grandmother. And they finally got everything wound up and finally found out where he was at, and that's where he's at. He's up in North Carolina with his grandmother. He didn't tell nobody he was going, he didn't say nothing. He didn't even call me and tell me he was going to North Carolina. and he wouldn't be able to go with me to help with my horses or nothing, see.
Yeah.
Well, here I had to take Sarah with me. And then that didn't go over with a damn.
Well, Laura probably didn't like that.
And Laura shook up. He didn't even tell Laura that he was going.
Doesn't matter, he's so embarrassed.
Yeah, he didn't have the money to go ahead and do what they wanted to do. See, they plan on getting married 28th of this month. Now, heck, she'd only known him 2 months. It's one of them fly-by-night jobs.
Yeah.
Which I'm very, very much opposed of. I don't like it. I don't approve of it.
Know him a little longer.
Right. She had never met his people. None of them. And he had never met none of hers. He wasn't even man enough to come over and meet me. Called me on the telephone one time. That's how damn sorry he is. But I guess it's over with. I mean, for a while.
Well, you better be glad
to. I'm just tickled to death. And Frank wrecked his car last night again. Well, I ain't worried about that. If anything happens, what? He just had it on the thing. I got enough space without facing his problem.
Everybody got another. No one looks like it this now. It looks like you just can't turn around without running into something.
But thank goodness I got that accident behind me.
Well, tell me about it.
I don't owe my dime. I've got it all paid.
Did the Social Security?
They come across with $900. But what's $900 and against $18,000? I've been horse trading, cow trading.
But you haven't traded $18,000 worth.
How did I get it? I didn't go steal it. I didn't rob a bank.
But you never would get me to believe anything like that.
Well, I've done it.
Why, cookie? Little cookie.
I've done it.
You mean you just laid to and paid the dang thing off?
I laid to and got with it. I had no other choice.
So ain't anybody going to come around and tell you to get out of your house?
They can't nobody tell me to get out of my house because that thing's paid for too.
Why, you hadn't been at it very long.
But I got with it. I stayed with it.
Seen you.
I ain't been around. I've been on the road, guy.
I called over there at Jack Stokes. I thought, you know, I called over there at Helen. I just called over there. I thought, you know, I got to catch you. Talk to Jack a little bit. And Jack said, I just talked to him a little bit. I first time I've talked to him. I haven't seen him, you know.
Yeah.
And last thing you want to do is sell me those sweet peas. That sound like?
Yeah.
He says. I said, looks to me like your friend Mr. Cook is getting business over there. Well, he says he called you the little man. Is that what he called you?
Yeah.
He says, the little man, just around here, and he says, I rigged it up so he'd get something beside these little chicken feed jobs. And that's what you told me, isn't
it? That's right, and he done. I made some money.
Well, you get some of them big jobs, you get good mileage, you can put some weight.
I wore out that blue Chevrolet pickup truck in a year's time.
Why couldn't it?
66,000 miles from the time I pulled it out of Edstone's service station over here last Thanksgiving Day was a year ago. About 5 weeks ago. 66,000 miles I've put on that truck.
Well, I cookie.
That's right. And you better believe I've got to hand it 90% of it to Jack Stokes. He laid it in my lap. He throwed thousands of dollars in my lap that he couldn't handle.
But he could get it for you.
He could get it for me, and I could get the job done. I've got 2 loads of cows to haul for university in the morning.
Well, let me tell you, I can see this. Now, these little piddling jobs, like all of my stuff, you won't pay off any $18,000 on that.
I lost money.
You fret around too much, didn't
it? It took me too long. I lost money. I did.
Unless you can get your load there and then start hauling and just keep hauling, and that's where you make the money.
That's
you
right.
Don't make any money loading.
No, that's dead money. I don't buy. When that truck starts rolling, when my money starts rolling.
Yes. And all the preliminaries and the things that after that, that's. I thought you was getting so much load.
I did, but I had to carry a load. I got paid for 4 loads. I didn't back up.
Well, it's worth it. The way things are.
I got $60 out of moving them cows over there.
Well, if you didn't, I'd have to help you. I'd have to do something about it myself. Now, look here. 15 cents.
Yeah.
All right, that's years ago, several years ago.
You pay 29 for it now, or 39.
Oh, don't kid yourself. Now, that's 1.5 ounces, and this is 4 ounces. Well, 4 ounces is not that many times more than this, you see, because the more you get, the less it costs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's about 30 cents worth, and this is 15 cents worth. $1.25. Just plain castor oil. Now, you can't haul for nothing.
No, I pay $1.25 for oil. When I stop at the service station, I got to pay $1.25 for my oil. All right, I got to pay 48, 49, 50 cents a gallon for my gasoline.